Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Well, wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
Guten Abend, willkommen I Gen UK Gamescom podcast.
It's Guten Morgen.
No, Guten Abend is good evening.
Right.
I know what I'm talking about.
All right. Oh, calm down.
It's an aggressive start to a podcast.
It is an aggressive start of the podcast.
That's what Gav brings as a presenter.
Aggression.
Aggression, yeah. And I cool it down. He's fire, water.
What am I?
Wind? I don't know.
Collateral damage.
Well, Earth.
What am I? Wind.
I felt really bad earlier. Me and Joe were on the IGN Gamescom live stream. Hope you guys have been watching it. Maybe this is where they film it. If you're watching, if you're listening, look at the video.
Close your eyes. Imagine.
This is much nicer than home. I was like a budget version of this.
Yeah.
Like this table doesn't wobble.
But yeah, I felt really aggressive to the Overwatch guy because
you punched him.
Yeah. Shouldn't have done that.
Nerf this. Pin him down.
Because he just before the live stream, he goes, "Oh, what's the name of that new map? I can." Whatever.
The German map.
The German map.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, yeah, can't really talk about it on the live stream, but like, apparently we've been saying it wrong all this time. And I was like, okay, first thing I said. So apparently you've been saying it wrong all this time, you told me just before this. He was just like, what the fuck? Joe was like, what did you say?
Calling him out like that.
Stitch up.
Unbelievable. Oh, the poor guy.
Yeah. But then to be fair, you got me later on because there was a bit where me and Joe forgot to say anything and it was just like, it felt like 2 years. It was a tiny
I think I know which bit you're on about. Did you not know there's five more minutes?
No, I knew there was five more minutes.
And
but
you
I think
were like, right, done.
Because I was looking at him and Joe thought I was going to say something. This is like, it was been.
Well, I can't
it
wait.
It was probably like 2 seconds.
I can't wait to get home and we can replay that in the morning meeting.
Yeah, don't. It was horrible.
I love that you leave a gap so big that you're like, anyway, when can we expect? It's already out. It's already been out. That gap. The map's released.
The map's good though.
I actually watched
a map reveal trailer for the first time in my life and got excited.
Yeah, that's really
it's
good.
Really epic music cut to just like a panning shot of an old like nice boardroom.
You were watching it together and you were like, a payload's a battering ram. I'm betting you. I'm betting it. And then when it was like vindicated.
I was like, boom, nailed it. Mm. Powers with the prediction.
I mean, it is actually, it looks like a battering ram. So like, it's not like you were looking at the
sequence. No, it's still a good call. You'd never seen a payload do that before. And I was like,
you should do the trailer.
Visual
never
assessment.
Seen a payload just
I was like,
okay,
hey, look, there's the payload. Why does it have nothing in it? Because usually it has like the gauntlet or it's like shaped in the way that's like carrying baggage.
Yeah.
And all it had was that little front bit. And I was like, boom, castle, front bit, walls, broken.
Yeah, I love that we've come all the way to Germany and we still started our podcast by talking about Overwatch.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Overwatch haters
are going
to like that.
Follows us around.
But yeah, so what cool stuff did you see? And I'll kick things off, even though I asked that question. like, getting to do much stuff on the live stream? No, they're not asking me. It's weird.
Get any scoops now, but I've learned more about myself.
Yeah. So the first thing, the very first thing that I went to see, I wasn't even meant to go see it, I just didn't have anything to do. So I went with Joe.
All those weeks of planning.
I know. Yeah. It's like, I got nothing to do, so I went anyway.
The best thing was, like, we turned up and I went to see Little Nightmares, the Bandai Namco game. And we turned up and I was just like, oh, I'm not down for this. We're kind of come play it anyway. And they were like, yeah, well, we might only be able to get one of you. And I was like, oh. We need to.
We need to.
And they were like, okay, yeah. And to be fair, as it turned out, someone's phone's going off. What the fuck?
Who is that?
Who was that?
Who is that?
Shut them down. Shut them down.
Destin.
Get him out.
Unbelievable.
He'll never work on this website ever again.
You try and be professional. And then this.
Yeah. Professionalism is.
And that.
And that is what I want.
But yeah, Joe had to run off, so it was good that I just turned up to appointments.
So what is it?
Right, so the studio making
it. About our
I had a sandwich beforehand and a cup of coffee, and then we went there. And
I had like 3 hours sleep. I'm not.
I had like five, so I'm still. We're all. It's not a who's had less sleep competition.
All right,
because the winner is a loser.
Too aggressive. It's too aggressive.
Yeah,
so it's
fine.
Little Nightmares.
Yeah,
it's a team. The people making it. They used to work on like bits of Little Big Planet. They made the Vita version of Little Big Planet, and they worked on Tearaway and Folded. So they're kind of like really good at doing like really good like platform bits. And okay. What they've done is they've kind of made like a 2D platformer, kind of 2D to 2.5D or whatever, yeah. Platformer, but it's super creepy. So you've got like, it looks really cute, but it's like a really weird like horror survival game.
The main character is like, is it little girl?
Yeah, little girl.
She's got like
six,
a yellow like Mac yeah. on. It reminds me of like the end of Don't Look Now.
Yeah.
She's got this.
Yeah, yeah, it's kind of like...
I know it's not red, but you know what I mean.
It's basically like the way that it looks as well. It kind of looks like Unravel. Like they've gone for like that kind of like tilt shift.
Yeah.
Kind
of that's what I was going to say, because yeah. I saw you like editing some gameplay footage on your screen. And I was like, is this new Unraveled stuff? Mm. And I looked over and I was like, why is Yarny going through a room filled with shoes?
Like, yeah.
Pushing
down.
Through a
break
dark
down.
Room filled with shoes.
What was the first game about? It was about environmentalism. What's the second one? Breakdown.
Yeah. But it's brilliant.
Madness.
Oh, I only played about... the demo's in like 10 minutes long, something like that. It's not until next year.
The shoes is a weird bit, isn't
man.
It? What's the before that, making those really depressing sausages.
Like, yeah.
depressing sausages?
Well, they're all like shriveled and just hanging up in the foreground.
It's a really weird puzzle.
Is that still a sausage?
We've got like 10 minutes of gameplay of me playing it on the site. You should check it out. Because it's just like... It's really strange because it's all based on kids' nightmares, so there's no rhyme or reason to
like
the
dream
levels.
Logic.
Yeah, exactly. So
how
like,
do you get that? Do you get a bunch of kids in and ask them what you're afraid
what
of?
What scares you?
Yeah. What scared you?
What scares you?
This? Yeah. Is it shoes? No.
It's all it now.
We've already made the shoe level. Kids, like, I'm not scared of shoes. Big scary clown. No, we've got the shoe level. It's going in.
Right. Well, we've done the models for the shoes, so I feel like I'm going to run with the shoes.
That was Gary all January.
Yeah. But like, so like this one, like one level.
Poor Gary.
There's like one level. It's like this, you're like escaping this. You've got this like little stealth bit where you have to escape this weird chef. And then
no, I saw that he has like two faces, right? He's like face on the back of his face.
No.
And you're like, are you serious?
No.
I saw someone on the show.
That's Nightmare Before Christmas. That's the
Nightmare. Oh yeah, that's what I was thinking of. They had shoes at night, you see, and I was thinking, yeah. No, on the show floor by the booth, they had. Like, I guess someone who was like working the booth who was cosplaying as that chef.
Right.
And there was
oh,
a face
shit.
On the other side. Maybe he didn't see it in the demo because he was facing like one way. Yeah. I'm fairly sure there was another face in the back.
Okay,
of
maybe
face.
Then. But yeah, it's really strange because you go from like the sort of kitchen level.
Yeah.
You go to this kind of like abattoir bit and you do this like puzzle to do with sausages. Then you just like get chucked into this room of shoes. And like you're walking through these like weird shoes. It kind of reminds me of like, you know, like the Holocaust Museum when they've got like that room full of shoes. Maybe it's based on that. Probably is. I don't know. But yeah, it's
sounds cool.
I'm thinking, how long do we have to be serious for now that you've used the word Holocaust?
Yeah,
I think about a minute.
But like, okay.
Yeah.
But what was I going to
say? Stop talking about depressing sausages.
I forgot what I was going
to say. Sausages.
I think the fact that it's like based around dreams and nightmares,
yeah.
That's really cool because that breaks down a certain level of limitations that you usually have in a game.
Really
and you can get really interesting.
I love
with
the
that.
Dream logic where you go from the sausage factory into the shoe pit and
yeah.
It's just like next door to each other because
exactly,
it's a dream.
Yeah.
It didn't have to have a bridging sequence.
No, that's the thing. Like, I was thinking maybe
that's a weird sentence. That's a really weird sentence. Who's to say those companies can't exist? Peacefully side by side.
Side by side. Yeah. But yeah.
The old sausage and shoe factory. the greasy tongue, they call it.
It was weird.
Like shoe, like a tongue of a shoe.
Shut up.
All right.
Don't explain your jokes.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't
we
laugh.
We get it. It's just not funny. But yeah, I really like the look of it. It's the first thing I saw, unfortunately, of the week, and it's probably going to turn out to be the best. So.
Ooh.
You think so?
What a shitter. But a good shitter.
What a good shitter.
Without a poster.
Yeah. 10 out of 10.
Hey,
a great
box coat.
Do you want to use this?
Yeah.
Point of sale.
All right. That's enough about shitter shoes. What did you see?
So I played the new Resident Evil.
You did not.
Bit. Yeah.
Awesome.
So you both played the beginning hour demo that was released at E3.
We played it together. Yeah. Really sleep deprived. And I scared Gav accidentally by scaring myself.
So when that demo came out, they said that's not actually in the main game.
Right.
It's a taster. It's like sets the tone. And the guy who punches you at the end is like one of the main antagonists. So it's connected.
In the full game?
Yeah.
Okay,
he's
right.
He's called Jack Baker.
Yeah.
And he's part of the Baker family. And they're the ones who live in this mansion.
Okay.
And this thing at Gamescom is called the Lantern Demo, where you meet the other antagonist, his wife, I think, called Marguerite Baker.
Right.
And she's like chasing you with this lamp, and you've got like... avoid her.
Oh, that's the lantern trailer thing they've released.
Yeah, so that trailer is essentially the demo.
Okay.
Just like compacted loads.
Right.
And it's a found footage tape in the game, but again, it's still not the main character in the game.
Serious?
So, yeah, so when... So I had an interview with them today where, like, they gave me a few
You're like,
details.
Mate, you're going to show something in the fucking game
that's
or what?
The thing, that's
yeah,
the whole
on,
thing.
Yeah, come on, pull yourself out.
Well, it's
where
out,
is he?
Lazy. It's out at the end of January.
Okay.
And it's like this thing where they want to keep it a mystery, so it's like it has impact when it comes out. But it's like, at some point, you need to show people what the actual game,
the game
is.
Game, man.
But I kind of, like, got a bit more of a grasp of how you play it. So I think you're going around the mansion in, like, modern, like, present day.
Yeah.
You find these tapes, and... By seeing the last moments of someone else's life, you see a puzzle or a bit of the mansion that you're going to do later on.
Okay.
Okay.
So it's you're kind of learning what's maybe ahead, and like you learn maybe what not to do.
That's awesome.
Also, what's cool about it is those tapes are like maybe from like the 90s.
Yeah.
So when you get to that part of the mansion, it might look the same, but it might have aged or changed slightly. So you get like deja vu.
Renovated.
Yeah.
Different wallpaper and stuff.
Yeah.
It looks a lot like Amnesia, the horror game, which is essentially going through a mansion and hiding from like monsters that are on tracks.
Well, they've made a transition to like reinvigorate the series, but they're going to a genre that is quite busy in recent times, like that Outlast, Condemned.
Dude, I played Get Even, this new Bandai Namco
first-person horror
exactly
games,
like that.
And like all those games are made by much smaller studios with less money, and they're still bloody effective. Yeah. Like Outlast is great. So if Resident Evil doing it,
you think should be the best one.
Probably the best one.
Well, I don't know.
This is like they need to then weave in like what makes it a Resident Evil game.
Yeah, I suppose.
Like so, they're taking. I think inventory management is going to be a thing. Cause that's in the series, but that's not a sexy thing to talk about.
Yeah.
But it's the same thing. You're going to like find.
But it's a huge. That's a huge part of Resident Evil.
That is a big. If you're getting rid of so much of the other stuff, you need at least like a structure to it.
Yeah. Well, I was talking.
I think
with
it's also exploring the mansion's a big
like
part of it.
Me and Sad Dan are both like big fans of it, and we watched the trailer together, and it was really mixed feelings because. This, as a game, it looks really cool. It looks really interesting. I can't wait to play it. But there was a part of me that when I want to play a Resident Evil game, I want those silly lines of dialogue and the weird villains, you know, and these stupid lines where someone kicks down a door and, just these crazy characters.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I kind of love about that series. Mm. So, I don't know. It's a bit strange.
Yeah, because I don't even know what the threat is because it's like this family who live in the woods and they're trying to, like, they say, welcome to the family. And as you were getting chased by Mario Baker. Well, I don't... I asked him, like, is she a ghost? Is she, like, dead? And he's like, it's just a woman. But supernatural stuff does happen. Like,
isn't it?
Well, yeah.
Are there any zombies?
In the beginning hour, you saw those ghosts and stuff.
Oh, we missed them.
You see them.
Are there any zombies?
Do we see ghosts? Oh, no, we did.
The flickers and, like, mannequins move. So there is something creepy going on, but it's not talking about what it is.
Okay, yeah.
It's not a virus. I don't know.
I'm excited, though.
Yeah, it's good.
I organized to go see it, but I realized I organized it for the time I'm meant to be in the airport. Probably won't be seeing that.
It's just like, if this is 7, will
this
we...
This is why he doesn't do his own agenda.
Ridiculous.
Did no get an agenda. Yeah.
He did.
What is supposed to be it? What is supposed to be it? This one turned up anyway. Oh, that one that I'm supposed to go to.
I have to play it.
Done.
Unbelievable. First one, demanding to play. It's just like...
No, I didn't demand to play, but I was just like...
I am Gavin Matthew from IGN. I demand to see the shoes. Where's the shoe room?
I've heard you got a sad sausage game.
Sausage simulator.
sausage game. What do you think of it? Banger.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Powers.
Powers, what did you see?
One of the games that I got to see, I didn't get to see very many, but this one was actually quite fun. And it's
just gone to appointments like me, mate.
Had
mixed. Anything.
we kind of had a mixed response to it. Which was we got to play a multiplayer demo of Sea of Thieves.
Yep. Same one as E3?
I don't know. I wasn't at E3.
Yes.
So. Yeah. Yes. Same one as E3, apparently. and it was kind of mixed. Like, I really enjoyed it. I think there was two of us that really enjoyed it. Obviously, had a couple problems with it. But was it you, Gav? Like, you really didn't like it?
Dude, I haven't played it.
Well, then it's not you. Dale. It was Dale. Dale, there he is. Yeah,
Dale's
Dale didn't
off.
Like it at all. But it's fun. It's really interesting because it does a great job of like capturing that feeling of being a pirate on a like with a crew.
Yeah, yeah.
So at the start, we start off in this tavern. We all have these like big cups of ale in front of us, and we all start drinking. And you have a plank to rebuild the ship. You have some ale that you can drink, and you have an instrument. So you can all like play music together, and everyone's drinking.
Yeah.
And then the rep who was with us was like, "Okay, let's get to the ship." We didn't realize that you can get really drunk by drinking this.
Get lit, bro.
We were
like spring
pissed.
Break drunk.
Oh. We like spring break drunk.
Yeah.
Like dicks out for Harambe, trying to get down this pier, and
I couldn't even get out of the pub.
I watched back Dan's footage, and I was like, okay, well, you know, Dan's played it, I think, so he's going to have a pretty good capture. He's just banging into walls, just like swirling around.
The door, really? I kept pulling left every time and smashing into the walls.
It's ridiculous. And then I like fell off the pier, and we all get on. But then as soon as you, like, when you drop the sails and you start like getting out there, and everyone's like playing music on the ship, and it's like, I don't know, it feels really cool. I think the only problem that we had with it was the combat, which, when the ships pass and everyone's on the cannons and the music kicks in, it's a really exciting feeling. Maybe you've got one person doing like Ride of the Valkyries on the on like the instruments while it's happening. But then what happens is the ships pass, and then you've got maybe like 3 minutes of slowly turning and going around again until you get another pass.
Yeah.
And I mean, he did teach us tricks like dropping the anchor so you can do like sharper turns, but it's still incredibly hard to navigate, especially because the person who's steering the ship can't see anything because the sails are right in front of them.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
you need to communicate better.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
You should be getting information from
absolutely
your team,
not.
From your crew.
Absolutely not.
You were sailing this into rocks.
Destin was like up on the thing. Someone was just playing the whatever it is. What do you call it?
Accordion.
Slagging off Destin.
Accordion. Destin was drinking ale. He fell off the boat.
He's over there, mate.
Where's Destin?
He's not there.
He fell off the boat.
Yeah.
He literally fell off the boat, and we just sailed away. And I watched his footage. He's just floating with a like pint of ale as the boat goes away.
So Joe went to see these people. Joe's sitting there as well. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
But hey, Joe.
Joe went to see him. Apparently, some of the stuff they've got planned is just mental. Some of the stuff you'll be able to do.
Well, that's they keep teasing like monsters, right? Like
Kraken.
Yeah, the Kraken. Yeah. And also, we didn't have the part of the game where you dock and you go onto like another island.
Yeah,
it was just us setting off and like fighting in
the sea. It's a little taster, isn't it?
Yeah. But like, I think if you have a good group of friends and you're all playing that game together, it's going to be so much fun. If you're on the mics,
what about if we were playing it?
Yeah, absolutely. You guys don't have Xboxes, though, so.
I do.
There's a spanner in the works. Oh, you do have an Xbox.
Yeah, I don't. I need to get one.
You do need to get one, because we should play Sea of Thieves.
But
we have some at work.
That's the thing. I'm really looking forward to playing it like with you guys as well. Another game, right? This is my other highlight that I'm also looking forward to playing with you guys, is Star Trek VR.
Oh, yes.
Did you play it at E3? Yes. Yeah. It is amazing.
It's brilliant, isn't it?
It's Pitch it to me. Fun.
Which role did you play?
Tactical. Oh. Yeah, so I was in charge of... I was in charge of... Do you know what it is?
No.
Okay. So it's amazing. It's called like Star Trek Bridge Crew, it's called, right?
Okay. Terrible,
so it's all VR.
Star Trek Bridge Crew.
It's a four-player VR game. One of you is the captain, and three of you then take up different parts of the ship. So one of you is in charge of like traveling about. One of you in charge of like shields.
Not knowing much about Star Trek.
Yeah.
traveling about. Star travel.
tactical, that's actually the name of it, and engineering. So like one of them's like in charge of where the power and stuff can go. So you've got to like, to put up power to one thing, you've got to bring it down from another thing. So like if I want, I can't just like shoot, because I'm in charge of like the torpedoes. I can't just shoot as whenever I want. I have to like wait for them to
put power
to it.
Yeah, everything you need to do requires someone else to do something first. Yeah.
This sounds like a very like it's complicated VR version of a space team.
It is kind of like that. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
But it's really good because you've got like, I didn't get to play, what did you play as?
Ensign.
Okay.
Piloting.
Oh, cool. Okay, yeah.
So you all have to, if it's a multiplayer game, you all have to have VR headsets
yes.
on?
Yes, but it is online. So, like, that's
okay. Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Because it'll be on PlayStation VR, I assume. Is it?
Yeah.
Maybe not. I made that up. I don't know. but the best thing about it is, like, it's really good VR because, no, it's not because it's Oculus Touch on it, but it's really good VR because we got hailed by this other captain who basically tells you what your mission is. And it comes up on the screen, and, like, I just waved at him. And like, you just see your hand come up in front
of you.
You can,
like, do that with your fingers. Yeah. Like, you look around. I was like, when I did it at E3, I looked to my right, and there was a guy at the back, and he was just, like, picking his nose.
Yeah. But when
you
I can
like slap people.
The guy who was... The guy who was in charge of my demo, who was our captain, when I turned around, he was like, Gav, you want to turn around and say hello? I turned around, he was like doing the little pointy fingers at me.
So what, is this a glove you put on, or like, how does it
matter? It's Oculus Touch, so it's like, have you seen these controllers?
Right, but you can only control a couple fingers?
No, it's several buttons.
There's a bunch of buttons.
I haven't seen that before, no, that sounds cool.
But it's awesome, because you're just using your hands to like actually do stuff. And but the captain's role is really important, because the captain's like telling you what to do and really coordinating it.
Well, he's the captain, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And I just think like if you've got a really... I think it was... Our demo went perfectly. We rescued every single person. But I kind of want to see what happens when you've got a bad captain.
So
just like stuff on fire.
Just rub it.
Turn around, he's on fire.
Like, I'd be like Zap Brannigan. Yeah.
You'd be quite a short outfit you've got on today.
His tiny little velour shorts.
But it's really good as well, the way he uses VR. It's like when you turn around and you're talking, you see the mouth on that character moving, which is really good.
What?
And also, like, this will be a little bit more noticeable in when you're playing by yourself, I'm sure. But like where the voices come from are like positional. So like someone was talking to me to the left, and it'd be coming from the left sort of thing, and like
it's like tracked in like 3D space. That's very cool.
It was so much fun, but it's like it's really annoying because it's one of those things where it's just like I had a brilliant time playing it. Am I ever gonna have that again?
That's the problem, because I know you said it's like online multiplayer, but like
I don't play with randoms.
Well, yeah, what if you're like, all right guys, like the power's up, you ready to shoot the torpedoes?
Yeah.
I don't actually know what the controls are.
Get your head in the game, Michael! Get in the game!
It's like episode 42 of Deep Space Nine, you know that scenario?
Yeah. I lost my shit playing For Honor, though, just before that. Because I was playing with absolute slugs. Like, I couldn't believe how
little
bad
slugs.
They were.
Little slugs.
So it was a team thing. It was like a
4v4 For Honor is, right? And I had these two guys who knew each other as well, which meant I was like, oh, this is awesome. Communication's going to
be good. Be in sync.
And no, they were rubbish. And at one point, I was like, I can't hear, you need to talk into your microphone. He was like, I'm not using my microphone. Whatever stupid accent he has. And he was like, I'm not using my microphone. I was like, well, you need to, because I need to know
you're doing.
I need to know where you're going, like, to let me know. And he was like,
was this another appointment you weren't supposed to be at?
No, I was meant to be this one. I was totally meant to be this one. But like, he was just kind of like smiling. I was like, dude, if you don't talk, then we're not going to be able to.
It's going to be crap
both
for
things.
Everyone.
Yeah.
I was
fuming.
I called him a little shit muncher under my breath when I walked out. I was like, you fucking shit muncher, piece of shit.
And he said, what'd you say? But nothing.
Nothing. Anyway, good game, guys.
GG. Easy.
But yeah, like, Star Trek VR. It's good.
I've done that before. I think it was like we went to see Microsoft showing off Halo 4. And it was that thing where like they divide the press up, was like into two teams.
Yeah.
And I was like, these guys better take it seriously. They better take it freaking seriously. They didn't.
Yeah.
But I was so good that I crushed. And I was like, merciless. Like, I was like dropping people, like teabagging them, like press number 371, just like punching, teabagging, just spraying bullets.
Yeah. You invited him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that though. Like,
it's passion. Like, I did, yeah.
Well, I think, I'm not great at games, but I do have at least I try, and at least I'm going to do something that's going to.
If that game is designed like that, if you don't play it by its rules, you're not playing
Screwed.
The game.
Well,
it's crap.
You're like playing Overwatch and not communicating.
Oh,
imagine that.
Yeah.
So.
It's like playing Dark Souls and like communicating. Like someone's telling you to put your shield up and roll and stuff. And like,
and
if you don't do it,
listen.
You don't Imagine do it.
This is the prepared try set.
Why don't we do a prepare to try from here? That'd be amazing.
Because
it's got a lot on.
Got a lot on.
We do. We do, actually.
Yeah. There you go.
I have
question.
So much on. Do you know how much on I have?
Mainly on.
So much on.
Learning how to talk.
Not a lot off.
When's that? All right, cool. What was your other thing you saw?
I'm going to stitch you right up. Dead Rising.
You son of a bitch! He's stolen mine! Oh, now I got to think of another one. I'm not going to talk for 10 minutes.
You can talk about Dragon Ball Z. Not on my damn podcast.
Oh, he's deep.
I don't know if I think that's a barcode, so I can't
like
talk about
Gavin,
it.
Gavin, the host role. It's been an amazing insight to what Gav's Gamescom's been.
What games did you guys see? I'm going to lead things off.
It's like crashing appointments, turning up to the ones he can't go to, having a go at foreign press.
Oh, did you apparently what I did last night in the garage? Do you remember this?
You know you're on the podcast.
In the garage?
Yeah, it's fine.
Is it fine?
I don't know. Is it not fine?
Oh, it is fine.
It is fine. Okay.
I don't know what it is.
Do you not know? All right. Okay, right. Yeah.
Oh, do you not know?
I didn't know till I think you told me this morning.
Yeah.
Is this the gas station you went to at 4 a.m. to buy a sandwich?
Yeah, but you can tell because I actually don't remember doing it.
Well, we were at a party and we were on our way to another party, so we stopped off at petrol station to just pick up some beers.
Did I buy you an ice cream?
Yeah, it was really good. I was feeling quite sick, and that ice cream made everything better.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
And then, so we got some beers. We started drinking them in the petrol station while everyone else was paying for their beers because there's so much. And then we were just horrible people, probably. Gav went up to the desk and was like, can I get a bag for my beers? And he's like, yeah, bag, that's 60 cent. And Gavin went, are you fucking high, bro? And the guy just
stone-faced.
You know, like none of us could believe it as well. We're like, we're getting kicked out. Like, we are getting kicked out.
What did he do?
He just said nothing. Flash and then you just went, all right, I'll pay for the bag.
Shit.
And it was just
dickhead.
What are you doing? And then you went back there an hour later for a sandwich.
You went back to that place for a sandwich?
I went and bought you beefy rolls.
Is that where the beefy rolls came from?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. I only have one today. I've got more to look forward to tomorrow. Yeah.
All right. What was the other thing you saw?
You said Dead Rising 4.
Dead Rising 4.
Are we going to talk about that?
Yeah, let's talk about that.
That's it. Well, I thought you were just moving on to me.
Why don't we
now?
Just both talk about
you can both talk
okay,
about
yeah, it. Okay, yeah. We're probably like pressed for time.
Yeah, yeah, without yeah, yeah. Good.
I loved it. I thought it was great. All the weapon combinations. Like, I'm such a huge fan
I
of that series.
I saw a bit behind closed doors where they made a gun out of a slushy machine.
What?
And you can fire different types of slushies at people.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that demo started with like a certain amount of already made like weapons. So I was like shooting fireworks from a crossbow. Like, as a starting weapon, it was awesome.
Yeah.
Definitely a lot of fun.
Right, we've got to wrap things up because actual important people have come in to do some actual work. And they're just like, can you get those fucking jokers off the stage, please? Like, yeah, it's fine. That's absolutely fine.
Did they say something about Harambe earlier? No. That's a Spanish game. It's coming out in 2017.
Yeah, I'm impressed with Cord.
But yeah, that's the IGN UK podcast from Cologne, Germany.
Oh, God.
We'll be back in our normal place next week.
Bye-bye.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you, and let's make season two even more memorable together.